Hi there, this is Alvin, and welcome to the Kickstart Commerce Podcast, where we share search marketing and domain name investing strategies to help grow your business. In today's episode, I'll discuss the five tips for finding a domain name for your business. One of the most time-consuming and critical actions of starting a new business venture, besides having a sound business model, is settling on a name. And oftentimes, settling on a name, is based around whether or not a domain is available or not. So if you're planning to launch a new business or a product or are in the early stages of a startup, here are my five tips to help you find the perfect domain for your business or project. So number one of the first things that you really want to do is give yourself ample time to hunt for a domain name. And so typically what I tell most folks to do, that it's based around really providing time. So provide yourself at least 3 to 4 months for the availability search, so to see what domain names are available, to do price comparisons and just research a given genre of domains, as well as, you have to have ample time for the back and forth, negotiating, as well as just purchasing and then transferring domain. And so never attempt, to buy a domain on short notice. If you do, I can tell you that you likely lose your negotiation leverage every time. It's the old adage of, to move hastily, it's a waste. So haste makes waste, put in short. So give yourself ample time to perform an adequate search, and just know that while you likely want to purchase something in a day, within a week or 2 weeks, it's likely going to take you a couple of months just to get a few names out there, sleep on those names and try to figure out what is the best representation for your company, for your project, for your marketing campaign. And so that's number one, giving yourself ample time. Number two, probably one of the biggest things, is setting a realistic budget. I can't tell you the number of times I'm contacted by buyers that they're looking to only spend or invest rather $250 to $500 for a name for their company. And in most instances, it's one of those things of I have to educate and begin to, show them price comparisons, price comps, or just previous sales that are somewhere comparable to the given domain that they're after. So, one of the first things is setting that realistic budget and being ready to pay up for a quality.com domain. Now, this doesn't mean, you should go after a oneword.com to represent your brand. Obviously, most oneword.coms are going to be anywhere from mid five figures on up into the six figures, depending upon the given domain name. Now, the sweet spot likely is the case if you can find a domain that will represent your brand or campaign that is a 2 to 3 word .com domain. Those tend to settle anywhere from the $2,500 to $5,000 dollar mark, likely with it the sweet spot really being somewhere around the $3,000 mark. So, prepare yourself. If you need to take a few extra months to, get into that sweet spot area, whether you're going for a 2 to 3 word or if you're going for a higher end oneword.com, be sure that you set a realistic budget that will, allow you to not make a lowball offer, but at the same time make a, a market sensitive offer. And so that's number two. Number three on the list is, if you can, really, I would just say search buy it now inventory, because when you can get a domain that has a buy it now price. So for instance, there are a few marketplaces that are out there that offer, quality and quantity domain names available for either immediate or payment plan purchase. So places like Sedo, so SEDO.com, AfterNick, AfterNick.com, HugeDomains.com, GoDaddy.com, BrandBucket.com, NameJet.com. These are a few of the marketplaces that you're likely going to be able to find a buy it now inventory and, you know, be able to make that, I guess you'd say, a quicker purchase than what it would be if you were having to negotiate. And so when possible, I always opt to tell buyers, you know, go the route of the buy it now, because again, it's a quicker purchase, less negotiation, less hassle, and oftentimes you don't break the bank. In some cases, you're likely going to find domains that are probably going to be anywhere between that $1,500 to $2,500 mark. But again, like I said, you're going to have to do a bit of research across those marketplaces to ensure that you find the best domain that represents your brand. And so that's number three. And, you know, I probably add to that number three is the difference is when you're using Buy It Now, that's another thing, is that most of these places also offer like an advanced search. So, you know, you can say, hey, I want to go search this keyword or domains that include this keyword or these keywords or characters less than a given character set. So you may want to look for a domain that has less than 8 characters or only 5 characters or no more than 20 characters and of a given age, of a given listing, of a given extension. So you can do a lot of basic as well as advanced searches when using Buy It Now inventory from some of the leading domain name marketplaces. So that's number three, is Buy It Now or search Buy It Now inventory. Number four is one that, especially once you start getting into the 5, 6 and even 7 figure, you're likely going to want to use a domain name broker. And the analogy that I liken here is, you know, think about buying a house. You know, you're not going to go up to someone, a seller's house, knock on the door, tell them that you want to buy the house. In most cases, you're going to contact the seller's agent. And obviously, if you're not a real estate agent, then you kind of pit yourself against a professional, and you've already lost, you know, to a certain extent. It's an amateur versus professional. And so I say, you know, how you would go about buying a house, you know, do the same thing in terms of buying a domain name for your business. I mean, if you have a fully thought out sound business model and can afford to use a broker, whether it's to launch, whether it's to upgrade your domain name, then by all means, a good domain name broker, you know, is typically going to have a better success in tracking down, you know, the owner of a domain, especially if that domain's not listed in a domain marketplace with a make offer deal or some sort. So that being said, I think it's best to always get the professionals involved early, let them, you know, work their magic in terms of getting a better deal than what you could get by yourself. So that's number four, use a domain name broker when possible. And last but not least is, you know, one of the things, and this is probably one of the most important things in terms of buying a domain, and I think that a lot of people likely run into this issue, even though it's probably not broadcast. But number five is always use an accredited escrow service. So many people are tempted to not use an escrow service. And quite honestly, I just go, use an escrow service to protect yourself as the buyer, but also just to protect the seller. I'm sure it's going to be an additional cost, but that cost is nominal. In regards when, you know, juxtaposed against not using an escrow service. And that being said, you know, steer clear from PayPal transactions. I know there are many folks that will opt to go PayPal because they feel that, you know, you're only going to save a percent by not using an escrow service. And so, but that 1% that you save could likely, whether you're buyer, whether you're seller, it could turn into a high risk chargeback situation. And so, I often tell people, you know, it's just like buyers will typically, using PayPal, they'll do something like, well, I'll send half of the money. You send me the domain, the seller sends the buyer the domain, and then the buyer sends the other half of the money. Well, anything can go wrong between those type of transactions. You send half of the money, the person disappears. Or as a buyer, you send half of the money, the person selling sends the domain, but then, you know, you as the buyer don't send the other half of the money. And so there's too much that can go wrong. So I always say use an accredited escrow service, a reputable service. And so some of those that you can take a part of are escrow.com. That's one that I use personally and have and continue to use for my sales. And, you know, in most cases when buyers contact me, you know, I just basically say, hey, you as the buyer, if you really want this domain, then you're going to pay the transaction fee. And in most cases, it's nominal. I mean, depending on if you're talking about that sweet spot of $3,000, you're probably looking at, I mean, less than $100 for a transaction fee. So that being said, that $100 is worth being able to go to sleep at night and know as a buyer, know as a seller, hey, we're both protected in the event something should go wrong. And so, as I said, I use escrow.com. There are also others out there, Sidhu and or escrow.domains. And so between those three, that should get you taken care of. It should protect you as a buyer, the seller, and then protect the investment in terms of the domain name. So, you know, make sure you steer clear from PayPal transactions, you know, just due to high risk chargeback opportunities that exist there. So as a recap, be sure to give yourself a decent amount of time leading up to the purchase, set a realistic budget, know where and what to search for in regards of your domain, know who to use in terms of, you know, whether you're going to use a marketplace or whether you're going to use a domain name broker, and then how to buy in terms of using an accredited escrow service. So if you follow this advice, then you should be well on your way to owning a great domain name for your startup, new product, or marketing campaign. And with that, we're out of time. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Kickstart Commerce, where we share search marketing and domain name strategies to help grow your business. Please subscribe to this podcast via iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Podbean. Last but not least, please visit kickstartcommerce.com to subscribe to the weekly newsletter sharing tips and tricks about the disciplines of digital strategy. Thanks, and that's all for now.